This couple living in America, they won a prize. They played some lottery. They won a prize, 3 tickets to Jerusalem. And so the man turns to his wife. He says, "We'll take my sister." And the three of us are going to go. So the wife says, "No, we take my mother." And the husband says, "You know, your mother, she's always picking on me, always criticizing me. We better take my sister. My sister, she's just like me, easygoing, no worries, easy like Sunday morning. She's cool, you know, good humor, good sense of humor." But she said, no, we take my mother. "Listen, my mother, she's old. One of these days she's going to die. She's never been to Israel. And your sister, she's young. She can go any time." So he says, "And I'm going to speak to her, you know. Don't worry." So he says, "Okay." So they took her mother. And they were, the first day she behaved correctly. Nothing happened, you know. She didn't speak much. The second day they met for breakfast. She says to him, "You're 5 minutes late." And then later she says, next day she says, "Your perfume smells like cat's piss." And then the restaurant you chose, it's like chewing gum, you know. And then complaining of everything, she says, look how you're dressed. Brown trousers, red shirt, black shoes. You look like a peasant, you know," and on every day is something criticizing and picking on him. And he was tired of this nonsense. And then a few days later, she had a heart attack and she died.
Oh.
The mother-in-law.
Okay.
So you went to see the funeral services and you spoke to this man, "Listen, for the corpse, if I send it to America, how much does it cost?" Says $5,000. "And if I bury the body here is $500 only. I think I'll have it sent to America."
Oh.
"Such a big difference, $500 here, $5,000. Why you want to send it to America?" "Listen, apparently there was a guy 2,000 years ago, he died here. And 3 days later, he came back to life. I don't want to take any risk."
Very good.